every year at the beginning of summer, Simon goes to visit his grandparents. And the first thing he does when he gets to his grandparents' house, right after he hugs his grandma and grandpa, is that he runs up the stairs, two flights of stairs, to the little attic bedroom. And he flops himself down on the two cushy pillows and the homemade quilt. And he unpacks all of his toys and his books and he spreads them all over the room. And he sighs a big sigh of contentment. And then when he gets hungry, he goes downstairs for the wonderful dinner that his grandma made. And they eat together and he listens to his grandfather tell stories. And when dinner's over, he helps to do the dishes. And then he spends a little time scratching the dog behind the ears. And when he feels tired, he climbs back up all those stairs, two flights of stairs, to the little bedroom in the attic. There's a window in the bedroom, which Simon opens wide to see the night sky. He never pulls the curtains when he stays at Grandma and Grandpa's house. He falls asleep listening to the sound of the crickets. And then, early in the morning while it's still dark, someplace nearby, a rooster crows. And it wakes Simon up. And as soon as his eyes fly open, he's so excited he just has to jump right out of bed. He knows there's no way he's going to be able to go back to sleep. This always happens to him at his grandma and grandpa's house. And he knows exactly what's going to happen next. He goes to the window and he leans out and he breathes in that cool air. And he whispers, one word, he whispers, birds. And right then the birds start to chirp and chatter and tweet and sing in the tree branches nearby. And then he spreads out his arms as if he's the conductor of a great orchestra. And he gestures to the east. And the sky in the east begins to turn a deep blue. And he waves his other arm down the street, and all the street lights go out. And then he begins to point his finger at different houses because he's hearing little buzzers of alarms and radios and coffee grinders. He points his fingers, and the windows, which were dark, turn yellow because the people inside are waking up and turning on their lights. Then he gestures again at the eastern sky, and the light there becomes brighter and bigger than it had been before. And those stars that were twinkling in the sky just moments ago all begin to wink out because another day is coming. And around the corner comes a truck. And sitting in the back of the truck is a person who's throwing newspapers into every driveway and yard. Thump, thump, thump go the newspapers as they hit the ground. And Simon says quietly to his grandparents, "Wake up, Grandma and Grandpa." And then he hears them moving around downstairs. He leans out the window and nods his head to different houses. And the doors open up, and the dogs that live inside those houses come running out to have their first frisk in the yard for the day. And he hears the engines of cars starting up. Everybody who has an early shift is leaving for work. And he breathes in again. And then out loud, he says the word, breakfast. He smells butter and pancakes wafting up the stairs. He looks outside again and he can see now, it has become bright enough that he can see the colors of the flowers that his grandfather has planted in the border of the garden. And it's just such a wonderful world. He remembers a poem that he learned in school and he says part of it. "I thank you, God, for this most amazing day. For the greenly leaping spirits of trees, for the blue dream of sky, for everything that is." And he remembers the Bible verse that he learned in Sunday school, and he says that out loud too. "I praise you, God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And then Simon pulls on his t-shirt and he goes downstairs because summer has officially begun. And we're going to join hands and say a prayer. Thank you, dear God, for foggy days in summer and for sunny days in summer. Thank you for the park and the zoo, for the beaches and the bay, for the swimming pools, for the friends that we get to play with, for the toys and the books to read. Thank you for our church and for those who bring us here, for all who gather to sing and pray with us, for those who teach our Sunday school. We thank you for this most amazing day, and for making us as we are to serve and love and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.